From VOA News, this is... I'm Ann Ball reporting a bloodbath in Egypt. Egyptian media are reporting that at least 235 worshippers were killed after Islamic militants sprayed them with gunfire during Friday prayers in the town of Bir al-Bed. Edward Yerian reports for VOA from Cairo.
Frightened residents fled the center of the town of Bir al-Abed after Islamic militants fired on people both inside and outside the Rauda Mosque. Scores of bodies were strewn across the mosque's carpeted floor.
Okay.
A man claiming to have been inside the mosque during the attack told Arab media that militants in four-wheel drive vehicles opened fire inside the house of worship following an explosion. Eyewitnesses also say the militants fired on ambulances as emergency personnel tried to evacuate the wounded to hospitals in nearby Arish. Edward Uranian for VOA News, Cairo.
Egyptian media reported that President Abdel Fattah el-Sisi met with top security officials immediately after the attack. Emmerson Mnangagwa was sworn in today as Zimbabwe's president. VOA's Anita Powell reports.
It's a big day here in Zimbabwe's capital as the nation sees its first new president sworn in 37 years. But Emmerson Mnangagwa won't have a minute to rest on his laurels. He's promised to get straight to work, fixing the nation's shattered economy, struggling institutions, and slipping infrastructure. Additionally, the Constitution calls for a broad and sweeping program of reform. And as if that weren't enough of a challenge, Mnangagwa inherited